Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is January the 11th, 2026. Anyway, I have two special guests, Professor James Fetzer and Professor Joan, with me, and I'm just going to hand it over to Professor Jim Fetzer. There's a lot I want to report on, and I'll do it throughout this program. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, Stu, I have an unconfirmed report that today is the day the U.S. and Israel strike Iran, so we're going to find out in a few hours if that is the case.
Well,
I do believe Iran is prepared for this strike, that they have acquired S-400s from Russia, also additional fighter jets from Russia, fighter jets from China. They have announced they're prepared. I believe that the reported riots in Iran are CIA Mossad inspired. This is to create a pretext where Trump can claim he's hitting Iran to protect the people of Iran, which is, of course, complete and utter nonsense. But as Henry Kissinger observed, facts don't matter, it's perceptions. So what they do with events like this, create a pretext, an impression, no matter how false or fabricated, that something's going on there, and then act on that impression as though it were true and accurate. And I think that's to try to create a cover story for hitting Iran again. Now, the last time around, Iran only extended about 5% of its missiles against Israel, but was clobbering Israel. The strikes by the U.S. and Israel on Iran were relatively insignificant, caused minimal damage, but the hits by Iran on Israel were rather the opposite.
And yeah, I know
Israel,
they tore them up.
Ceasefire.
There was one hit on Israel that Iran did that was so significant it just ruined Israel's protection. Go ahead.
What's going to happen here today, I believe, will be a massive all-out assault on Israel that will destroy Israel politically, militarily, economically. I think there's not going to be a whole lot left. This ought to have benefits for the Palestinian people. But where Israel has been trying to manipulate the creation of a new nation of Somaliland out of Somalia, divided in two, where we've had just a raft of reports about the Somali home care daycare scandal in Minneapolis, which actually was originally exposed back in 2020. So over 5 years ago it was exposed, but now it's being promoted again as though it were new news, in order to create antipathy toward Somalia, so that when the country is divided, there won't be a lot of resistance to the very idea. Not that Americans would have any idea even where Somalia is located, but the Israelis have the plan to deport the remaining Palestinians, 1.5 million or more, to Somali land, which Israel has immediately recognized, but no other country in the world has yet to do so. The Venezuelan thing was a bit of an atrocity, but we're getting reports of the use of some kind of possibly directed energy weapons by the forces there. We know that Maduro's security guard, he had a bodyguard of like 34 Cubans, were all wasted. And there are reports of, anomalies about the attack. But it was all in violation of international law, the sovereignty of Venezuela, the UN Charter, from which Trump now has withdrawn the U.S. from 66 organizations. But not formally from the UN itself, but bringing about universal condemnation. So all these actions are being taken to benefit Israel, of that I have no doubt whatsoever. And of course, we had the recent event of Mark Levin putting his arm around Trump and declaring him to be our first Jewish president. where my own other report suggests that he actually converted to Judaism in 2017. We have him at the Whaley Ball with Melania and Ivanka and Bibi, of course. And he's received all kinds of prizes and awards from Israeli or Jewish institutions that are normally only given to Jews, including even the Israel Award, for the first time in 80 years being given to a non-Israeli. So I think Trump is a foreign policy disaster. He is trying to do things domestically that'll pacify his base, but I think it's going to be a mixed outcome. Joel, your thoughts, my friend.
Well, kind of covered very well, Jim. There's not much that I can comment on. But remember this about Trump. The guy that showed who was Trump, who were the people around him. And he said, this is Dr. Jerome Horsley, said the people that control Trump are called the mega, not MAGA, mega, M-E-G-A, the mega boys, the big boys. And if you do a study on that, it comes down to people like Les Lexner, who owned Victoria's Secret, and whose wife ran Exium, which was where they would take a model woman and brand her with a tattoo in her private parts and then traffic her. So
Victoria's Secret.
Les Lexner was heavily involved with Epstein. Epstein was one of those guys that was the driver of the bus. And
yeah.
So you get to see who is really pushing this. These are billionaires. They got behind people like Oprah. And of course, there is Gasoline's father. And there were others that are these mega billionaires, and that's who controls Trump.
Plus Schwab, Soros, and all the ones that are funding all this activity to destroy America. World Economic Forum. I've been digging on that, Joe, since you brought that to my attention. And by the way, I think it's Klaus Schwab's brother, or whichever one it is, married Adim, the one that was Hillary Clinton's Hilda Beast, we called her. It's a lesbian lover since the White House. Well, she ended up marrying Klaus Schwab's brother. unbelievable. Recently. Go ahead.
So those of you that are interested up there in the listening audience want to know what's going on with the murder of, it's a murder of Charlie Kirk. It is an absolute story of corruption. And I think that Charlie Kirk was a golden boy. He was the model corporate man of Trump. And he was the golden boy, and they are the ones that trained him, got him going, turning point USA. And the big donors are Israelis and the same people that were around Trump. That was what was behind Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk saw that he was being used, he couldn't take it anymore, and he wanted out. And Erica is what we would call in low school a gold digger. Her mother is heavily involved in the defense industry, but it's on the scientific side. That is one of the reasons why they met at a place called Fort Huachuca. And you can go to the Common Sense Show, the Lodges, and you can hear the entire inside story of really what this thing is about Charlie Kirk. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, Joe, I'd love a few more sketches of the Charlie Kirk background, what really is going on here, from according to Dave Hodge's research, such as you may be disposed to share.
Well, what's sad about all of this is, no matter what people think, Candace Owens is carrying the flag, the only one that's carrying the flag for what happened to Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was murdered, period. Just like you have done an extensive study on the Kennedy killing. It's the same thing. Exactly the same thing. And so, unfortunately, the good guys lost. And Turning Point is nothing but a political organization that does not favor constitution. And that is a big argument that is going on here in Arizona concerning Turning Point.
Now, Joe.
Again, America is nothing but a gold digger.
Joe, explain where Charlie's his financing was mainly coming from before he was murdered.
I'll give you a perfect example. Bibi Netanyahu offered him $10 million. And Charlie at that point knew what he was being, what was going on, and he turned it down.
He started.
And so again,
I thought he offered $150 million for a Turning Point to continue. Yeah. Charlie to get back on the Zionist reservation.
That's right. You hit it exactly right of what's going on. And for those of you that are interested in it, I would recommend reading the book, The Arizona Project Concerning the Don Bowles Murder, way back in 1976. That will tell you the story of corruption. It's called The Arizona Project, and the other one is called The Desert Scheme, and put in the Google search Ernie Hancock Desert Scheme, and that will tell you about Arizona politics. And Arizona politics is the politics of the United States.
Arizona politics is very, very corrupt.
Yes, very corrupt. And my eldest son was involved in the middle of it, almost ended up in jail himself. There is nothing but these power groups that get together and they surround one person and they push that one person, and that person is the one who gets into the politics. And they're all after the money. At that level, they're after the money. Some little jobs can pay $35,000 a year.
No.
So we have these people that get involved in it, they're already corrupt because they're getting a stipend. And so when you get into things like the Arizona Project, where they strategically show you what's happening, it comes down to real estate, land swapping, and drugs. And no matter what people say, Phoenix is a big hub for the distribution of drugs to the different parts of the United States.
Yep.
And Stu, why don't you tell him, Stu, real quick about your meeting in prison with, brother or son that you met? He was one that did the trafficking of cocaine?
Well, there's a hell of a lot pertaining to Arizona, but there's one that's CIA and its government. My memory right now is not the best, okay? I'm recovering health-wise because of all these hits they're doing on me. But, Joe, they were hauling the drugs in down there just on the south end at the... there's a Indian reservation down there, I believe it was. And they're bringing it in there. But it was Jeb Bush's partner, and I can't remember his name. They were hauling it there, and they were hauling it from Florida, and they were hauling it to Arizona. But it all really came down to Daddy Bush and Leonard Millman. Because who controlled Arizona politics? Meyer Lansky, Murder Incorporated, Power Bank, Power Financial of Canada, that controlled everything in America. I mean, they were controlling everything. And then who took over for him? Leonard Millman. Who took over for him in his death, the ex-in-law of mine, in 2004? Larry Mizell. Now he's in control. But they controlled many, many cities. And they controlled a hell of a lot of drugs. And they're all tied up with this illegal, I think they call it the operationals within the CIA. Okay? The planning division. The ones that, are involved in all the corruption all the time. But it all came down to the infiltration of Daddy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, into the government and into the intelligence community. And they changed everything. And it's all screwed up now. Now, if someone wanted to change it, it'd be very easy to do. And it'd be start taking the heads out, the top heads within the government of the various agencies. Start arresting them for what they've been involved with. There's enough people, just like Jim Fetzer, yourself, Joe. I mean, there's enough witnesses, just like Sandy Hook being a hoax and all the other stuff and this Floyd thing being a hoax. And I mean, it's just like there's enough proof and evidence out here. We need one big, huge grand jury for anybody that wants to come appear and destroy somebody that's within government, that's corrupt. Put them in jail. I say destroy. Put them in jail behind bars where they belong. We, the American people, need to get involved heavily. Why this is going on. There's something coming up in January, this month, actually. I think it started. Yeah, I believe it started. And that's a big grand jury, supposedly. Investigation grand jury. They're going to start indicting some of these top public officials like Barack Obama and Biden and all the others. And it needs to be done. I mean, these people have done so much damage to the country. It's pathetic. They need to be after they're tried, convicted, and found guilty. They need to be taken out, hung by a tree, in my opinion, or taken to the firing squad. They've committed treason and sedition against us. We're the American people. We are the government, supposedly. Except we got a bunch of radical communist, New World Order, satanic pigs running the place. And they need to be stopped. Now, I've got some stuff, Joe and Jim. I'll let you comment on what I said first. Either one of you want to comment?
Lay on, Sue. Go right ahead.
Okay. I've got some stuff I've been posting. I've been digging hard because they've been trying to take me out too many times here lately. Ever since April, first part of April, when I filed that grand jury demand against them. They broke four ribs, they broke a collarbone, they cracked my skull the other night, almost. They've done that in the past. And it's just friggin' sad like, but they broke the ribs, the collarbone. I had to have surgery. They knocked me down on the cabinet, and I hit my throat, and it caused a tumor by my tongue, and they got in there, and then they ripped out teeth because the infection was so bad. And two surgeries within 1 week. This is all since April. This is all since April. They're trying to take me out. And I don't like it. Now, I've been digging on it. It all comes back to the West Star series of satellites. E-Systems, Dallas, Texas. And that's what Super Spook 007 Otis Johnson told me. He said it's E-Systems because he worked for him after he got out of prison busting. He was busting the Louisiana governor. And the guy that was in the room with him in the same cell was the guy that busted John Gotti. Now, I was in jail with these people. I was a political prisoner for exposing what I did. And charges dismissed with prejudice, and the judge screamed at the prosecutor for trying to prosecute me and wasting $750,000 of taxpayers' money. But I was in jail with a bunch of people. They were, you know, that were running operational things. And Otis was one of them. And he busted the Louisiana governor, and then they threw him in a hole, but he worked at E-System. He became a good friend. Matter of fact, I remodeled his house. Joe knows a lot of his background. But the thing is, with Otis, he was directly working for General Flynn in 2017 when he got murdered. And I called him one day, and he was on his deathbed. They had hit him with a satellite, West Star series of satellites, part of E-Systems, Dallas, at Raytheon, Daddy Bush owned. And they hit him. He worked directly for General Flynn. And then Flynn gets indicted 2 weeks later to remove him from the scene because of their operation that they had going against these New World Order pigs, Hilda Beast and Mueller, the prosecutor that was going to take them down over the Russiagate investigation. Otis got murdered over that. Now, General Flynn is starting to talk about this now. Out on the internet, there's two or three interviews I'm going to put up. He talks about how he was targeted. And the whole bit. But they did this to take him out. And Otis told me. He says, if Mueller doesn't do his job, I'm going to arrest him. 2 weeks later, he was dead. He was dead. 2 weeks after that, General Flynn was fired or indicted illegally and had to be removed because they were doing a good operation going against them on Russiagate. Now, we need a big grand jury for all these people that are connected to this that were working to try to bring down this shadow government that we've got. We need a real grand jury to do it. And I don't think we have the people in place. I don't think we have them in place to do it. I mean, I have high respect for the FBI director and Pam Bondi and different ones, but they need to come together with certain American people. They're saying, oh, the whistleblowers are coming forward. Those that worked in government, why don't you let them all come forward? I've tried to contact these people. I can't get a hold of them, Jim. And here they got the satellite popping me over here and breaking bones and knocking me to the ground and doing all kinds of crap. I want to tell you, it's ridiculous. But folks, I'm going to be putting a video up. Elon Musk. It says how to turn your phone off where they can't weaponize your phone against you. How they can't hear you. How they can't tap into your phone. He's got a video out there. I'll put it up today. I have a second video on how to turn off your TV. Since they came out with TVs, flash screens in particular, and they told the Japanese you can't sell anymore to us your flat screen TVs unless you put the chip in it, the whole bit. I got a video that says each and every brand name of this TV, and it says it shows you how to turn it off where they cannot watch you having sex in your bedroom with your wife at night when the TV's off. They can do that. They monitor you this way. They've done it because they wouldn't allow Japanese to sell their TVs unless they put a chip in it. I knew it was way back years ago. Now, there's this video shows you how to turn off your TV, and it works, folks. They can't watch you. They can't listen to you. They can with satellites, and they're doing it to a lot of people. And it comes around to E-System, Raytheon, and it comes to this Westar series of satellites. I think they're up to about 16 or 17 of them now. One of them floats around the United States every night between about 12 o'clock and about 6 a.m. And it pokes 10 million people. Hits them with a satellite. Bam! You get up in the middle of the night, you're cramping in your legs, you're cramping in your body. Bam! You got hit. I get it every night. Every night, it's been years. Otis said I've been on the list since 2006. You're supposed to be dead after 5 years of your immune system breaking down. Breaks down. There's so many things. Potassium, magnesium, iron, all kinds of things you got to take to stay alive. And they turned my body and Jim and Joel into a big fungi. I nearly died this past week. But I was hospitalized and they're feeding me intravenously to kill all this fungi. It causes fungi in your body. Guess what? I don't want intravenous or any of it. I figured out a way to do it with alternative nurses. One of them is called flaxseed oil. And you take a half teaspoon a day. And it puts your gut back into what they do to your guts and your organs and everything else. It puts it back into effect. I'm getting vision in my right eye that I lost. I mean, I was down to, I couldn't even hardly see. I can see now when I close my other eye, I actually can see flaxseed oil. And the second thing, to knock your organs, all your organs in, is to take olive oil and apple cider vinegar. Organic, like Bragg's apple cider vinegar. And take a half a shot of each and do it every day after you put some food in your stomach. It will just cleanse your organs. It will cleanse your liver. It cleanses your kidneys. It cleanses everything. It's the alternative cleanse. And gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen, I did it. It knocked the H-E-L-L out of me. And guess what? 4 days later, I don't have fungi. Well, I got a tiny bit yet on my skin. But each time I went and took a shower, it came off. Apple cider vinegar and olive oil, half a shot each. It will put your body back into effect. it's making my, between flaxseed oil and other, my right eye, I can see out of it now. Anyway, gentlemen, I'll be putting some stuff up on the internet today, but go ahead, what's the next subject you want to talk about, Joe?
No, it's good, Stu. I think we're good. I like our being concise about these reports, and I'm very glad when Joel can join us.
Yep. Now,
well, don't get off the line, Jim, because I'll give you how you contact Brendan O'Connell.
Oh, yeah, good. Perfect.
Okay, well.
Much appreciated, Joel.
Either one of you had any...
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you for being on with me. Professor James Fetcher and Professor Joe. Now, Jim, get out your website real quick.
Yeah, jameshfetcher.org. It's your channel, Jim Fetcher, on Twitter, at Jim Fetcher, all the above.
Thank you both. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, there, Jim.